This is the Talking Tigers podcast, presented by Wickles Pickles. Look for Wickles Pickles at a grocery store near you and bring those tangy and fresh pickles to your home. Now, here's Andy Burcham with another Talking Tigers podcast.
The announcement was made on December 22nd. Brian Harsin was introduced as Auburn's new football coach on Christmas Eve. In the months since, the former Arkansas State and Boise State head coach formed a staff and finished his first recruiting class. Now Harsin and his staff are gearing up for the start of its first spring practice. March 15th will be the first day of spring workouts, with A-Day set for April 17th at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Auburn football coach Brian Harsin is featured in this Talking Tigers podcast, presented by Wickles Pickles.
Welcome to the Talking Tigers podcast, presented by Wickles Pickles. Very glad to have with us Auburn football coach Brian Harsin joining us today. It has been an incredibly busy time for Coach Harsin since the announcement was made just before Christmas that he would become Auburn's new football coach. So, Coach, in the time from that announcement to today, as you guys gear up for spring practice, just give us a general idea what it's been like for you, the family, and this staff that you've been able to assemble here at Auburn.
Well, not just for myself and certainly for all of our staff, I think, one, just the excitement of being a part of something new, that's continued. And so I think that that's been contagious as the staff has built, been a lot of energy. Obviously, there's been a lot of things that we've done, so busy during that time as well. And, you know, a lot of get-to-knows and new faces, and just spending the proper amount of time to really, you know, get to know the people on your staff. And then obviously, as we're recruiting, getting to know the people that we want to be a part of the future of this program. And then for the families, I know a lot of different things, right? I don't want to call it necessarily stress, but certainly a lot of the stuff that they have to do in order to make this type of transition. And so we've been aware of all that. Hey, we're enjoying what we're doing. We're building the culture and the chemistry with our team. We're getting to know each other. We've been working on the recruiting piece, getting to learn and know about our high school coaches and the future players of this program while maintaining our focus on our families and making sure their experience is one that they're all going to, you know, remember and they're going to enjoy as they all start to transition and make their way here to Auburn. And for every one of our coaches, though, I would say they've done a great job of balancing all those things, and they're doing a great job of making sure that the focus of what they need to be doing is their primary responsibility for that moment, and making sure that we certainly don't lose sight of our families and what we have to do to get everybody transitioned properly. So it's been, you know, in this case right here, I think just a really good time. And, you know, dealing with COVID as well. And, you know, that does allow us the opportunity to be around each other more and maybe not on the road as much. At the same time, you know, just challenges of making sure that, you know, we're doing things in a way that continues to allow us to keep doing it every single day, right? And being consistent that way. And I think our guys done a great job of that. So, you know, I appreciate that. I appreciate the work they put in, and I'm looking forward to meeting all their families. But at the same time, you know, we're getting ready for spring practice, and we'll get a chance to see our guys. We get out there for the first time on March 15th and really get a chance to get 11 on 11 and go from there.
Coach, you've been through this at Arkansas State. You've been through this at Boise State. What did you learn from those first two head coaching positions that you're applying now and in the first weeks and months on the job at Auburn?
Well, I think number one is you're in a hurry, all right, but you don't want to rush certain things, and getting to know the people that you're bringing into your program, having a chance to spend some proper time, having the conversations that take time to build relationships, and then establishing, you know, what the vision is. This is where we want to go. These are the things that we want to do. Here's a process to use to achieve that. And it's not the only way to do it. And so part of that is, you know, what have other coaches done at different places that we may utilize to be better in the process that we have? And so there's been those conversations. And I think, you know, every day we're trying to get a lot done at the same time, making sure that we don't gloss over the details and the little things that really hopefully separate us as we make this transition and get everyone on the same page. And from Arkansas State, being a first time head coach, there's a lot. You're going fast and you probably miss a few things along the way. at Boise State, a little bit more familiarity with the program and the surroundings, you know, that made it a little bit more of a smoother transition that way. And some of the guys on that team I'd actually recruited. And in this case here, it's you know, there's more people involved, getting to know all the players, getting a chance to be able to get in the community under the circumstances has been important. And then the recruiting piece, getting to know and share the vision with, you know, our future players and their families has been a big part of that. So bottom line is, from the first two opportunities as a head coach to this one, is really focused on the people, focused on the relationships, focused on making sure that we have a clear vision. This is what we want to do. This is how we want to do it. And then just being consistent with that, all right, as we develop this team and this program and this culture, and just making sure that we're all on the same page. And I think, you know, that goes back to, you know, having the right people, because they're able to comprehend that. They're able to go out there and execute it. And the more people on your staff you have doing that, you're going to get further faster by having the right people in your program.
Coach Harsin has met a couple different times with the Auburn Letterman's Club. I know that they've appreciated getting to know you, learning more about you and your philosophy. That very first one, Coach, you talked about three keys to the Auburn program: culture, recruiting, and development. Talk about putting together this first staff at Auburn with culture, recruiting, and development in mind, Coach.
Yeah, and that's still the focus. You know, who are the people? You have a mindset for the type of culture that you want to have. And so you want to have the right people that are going to be able to come in here and, you know, not only just be able to execute that vision for the culture, but enhance it. And, you know, that was a big part of the hiring process. The recruiting piece, all right, that's an idea behind, all right, who are the type of character of people that we want to have in this program? Some of the areas they recruited, you know, where can we pick up some of the slack and the experience factor by where some of these coaches have been in their recruiting areas? And then the development piece is one that, I mean, this is what this game is about. You know, football is a developmental game, and you want to have coaches in here that understand that. You also want to know that life's a developmental game as well. You want to have coaches that can connect that way with the players and people in this program. And the Letterman, you mentioned them. They're extremely important to our success. They're student athletes that were here, that gave a lot, that did a lot, that performed, that put up with the daily grind of what they have to do in order to be successful. And, you know, we know they bleed orange and blue, and they're going to do, you know, whatever it takes to help this program be successful. And anybody that's been a part of a team understands that and takes tremendous pride, all right, in a place that they've been. So those Lettermen, it's important for them all to know, and everybody that's been a part of this program, that, all right, we appreciate what you've done. We want to continue to keep building on that. We want to bring in the right people that are going to continue to uphold the standards and the values that Auburn football has for itself. And, you know, we want to make sure that they understand that. And so the staff, all right, the culture, the recruiting, the development, that's all part of that, to help us put a team together that we go out there and play. We're proud to watch those guys play. We're proud of the type of men that we have in this program and the character that we have and how we represent Auburn football.
Coach, from day one, that introductory press conference, and every time you and I've talked, the word family has come up, whether it's your family, coaching families, those recruits, those players' families. I see a theme here, just how important that is with regard to you personally and to you as a head coach for the Auburn football program.
Well, it's important. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I'm here, you know, is this Auburn family, is this understanding that what we do here is different. And, you know, make no mistake about it. Now, you're a part of a team, and a team requires you to do things a certain way in order for us to be able to perform and improve every single day. And there's also a brotherhood, all right, on a football team as well. There's the locker room, there's a camaraderie, there's the togetherness. That's all part of it. And what that all falls under, that family umbrella, but it's all got to be built the right way. You just can't say family And all of a sudden you're just a part of that, right? You have to work your way into that. You have to be invited into it, and you've got to be somebody that enhances the family atmosphere. And so just like you mentioned before, all right, what was the process of bringing people in? Well, you know, those type of people that understand that. What's the process in recruiting? Well, getting the type of players and their families that understand that. All right. And then developing that within our culture, because that is part of Auburn University. That is a part of living in Auburn, you know, as I feel like that family atmosphere. And I think that's what separates us from other programs is you can come here and be a student athlete and be a part of a great tradition, be a part of a great football program or whatever athletic program we have, live in a community where you're important, football is important, the things that we do are important, and be in that atmosphere of family where, you know, you're going to be taken care of and you're going to want to every single day come back, right, and be a part of what it is that we're doing. So, but that has to be built, all right? It's not just something that, you know, we can just say. It has to be built. And so I think we've been intentional about building towards that every single day, and we have to continue that. And we've got to always remind ourselves of the people that we invite to be a part of our family or our program, you know, for them to understand that, to truly make that happen. And the lettermen and people that have been here that have been a part of this program, you know, they talk about that when teams have been successful, right? There's that atmosphere. There's that feeling of togetherness. But that all starts through hard work, discipline, all right, and having the right people to come in here and be a part of it. So, you know, make no mistake about it. We have to build that, and we got to be focused on it every day. And, you know, there's days that we have our good days and our bad days, but we're still there for each other like a family, right, in order to keep developing and building what it is that we're trying to establish here with this football program.
Coach is talking to us today from his office, and as he looks out from his office, he sees the practice facility and the indoor practice facility. But as he looks even further on the horizon, he looks to the area that the brand new Football Performance Center is going to be built. You've sent out a video to all of the recruits out there. Some folks may have been able to see that. How excited, one, to have that piece for this program moving forward? How exciting is it for you as the head coach, and just to have that as you are talking to prospective student athletes that hopefully are coming to Auburn to be Auburn Tigers coach?
It's huge. And let me just say this, this was in the works. And so our athletic department, our university, Alan Green, you know, having the vision for this type of facility, number one, you know, that obviously shows the commitment to football and to the athletic department, because it will be a tool, not just for football, but a tool for everybody on this campus that is going to help us, you know, represent Auburn University in a first-class way, in my opinion. And as you look at it, I know for our coaches, when we showed them the video, right, it creates this excitement. You're walking into a facility that just says this is first class, all right? And every day, I mean, when you're in a place like that, it's something new, and it's for you to develop and grow and get better in, you know, that's exactly what you should do. That should be the mindset every day you walk in there. And the goal for all of us that perform, the goal is to get better. The goal is to improve. The goal is to develop. When new recruits and families come in there, you get to look and go, okay, I'm going to spend a majority of my time. I've got the resources now to be successful. All right, I can take advantage of the things that we have here in order for me to develop and be better academically, athletically, spiritually, whatever it might be. You have all these resources and a place to do that. And then there's a commitment from the university that says, this is important. This is important that, you know, we have a place like this for our football program, for other student athletes to come in and be a part of, for our fan base and people that are a part of our program to come in there. And, you know, you walk into it, it's an amazing lobby area when you walk in there. We also get to just show the history and tradition of this program in a way that, you know, I believe it deserves it, in a first-class way. That's also a big part of it as well. When you walk through it, and what I envision after I see the video, you walk through that facility, all right, if you don't have your chest out, head up, and just feeling like, okay, I want to be a part of this. This is something that I want. I don't know exactly what it is, but I want it. And I think that's the feeling that when we watch the video, everybody's on the edge of their seat. The staff was. We showed the players on our team. They're all on the edge of their seat. They're looking at all these cool things. But at the end of the day, it just says, you know what? I got some things together in one place in an environment where I can develop myself and try to be the very best I can be every single day because of what we provided. So there's no excuses, right? This is a chance for me to come in there and really, really perform in an environment where it's going to allow me to get the very best out of myself. And that's what I think about that facility. So I think it's an incredible idea. I think they did a great job on the design. There's a few little things, tweaks here and there, and I'm sure there will be as they build it, like any facility or any home you build. But I can't wait to get in it. You know, I'm excited about it. I know our future recruits and families are, and we're able to utilize it. You know, the teaching environment, the weight room, the indoor facility, the practice fields, it's going to give us an opportunity to go out there and really, you know, do all the things necessary, in our opinion, to be successful and to perform the way we want to.
Wickles Pickles is proud to be the new sponsor of the Talking Tigers podcast. From Saturday sandwiches to Thanksgiving dinner, that secret 90-year-old recipe has people from all over calling to get some of those sweet and spicy jars. Look for Wickles Pickles at a grocery store near you and bring those tangy and fresh pickles to your home. Made fresh in Dadeville, Alabama.
And we've talked a little bit about family already. I mean, there is also that work family, that Auburn Athletics family, these other coaches that are out there grinding just like you are. I know that you mentioned the other day that this new facility is also for these coaches as well, that you want them to be part of what you guys are doing in that facility as well. Is that correct?
It is. I think every, you know, in the athletic department, everybody's a part of it. Right. You get an opportunity to do things like this football facility because of the success of the athletic department. All right. And I didn't get a text message from Coach Pearl. I got a voicemail, even better. All right. So I got a voicemail and he was the first to reach out to me and congratulate me and welcome me. Butch Thompson was at the press conference. It just, you know, that was something that really stood out to me. That was obviously a big moment for my family and I to be in that position. But then to have head coaches, and they're not the only ones. Every one of them reached out to me via text message. We went back and forth. And I know how busy those coaches are. Some are in season. Some are preparing. Some are dealing with all the things that we mentioned before. And to take the time to reach out and just welcome a new coach. And really, it's not just me. They've done that. A lot of coaches, Coach Pearl and other coaches, have reached out to our staff. And so it wasn't just me. It's not a one-time thing. It's truly, this is how we do things in this program. And so I've learned a lot just, you know, really just feeling that vibe and that family atmosphere from these other coaches on how we do things at Auburn. And, you know, that's motivating to me. That's something that we want to do in football. We want to be a part of this athletic department that makes a difference. I meant what I said with all of our coaches. You know, it's something that we all can use as a recruiting tool. It's something that we all can take advantage of as far as the facility and the use of it and the same mentality that I described to you that I think you feel when you're going to walk into that facility. And everybody's a part of it. And to continue that camaraderie and teamwork, all right, amongst the athletic department as well, I think it's important. You know, that provides an environment for us to get together or do things. And I think that's important because you want to keep building on that because our players are all connected with other players. All right. And so as coaches, I think that's important for us to stay the same way.
March 15th is the start of spring practice for you, Coach. This team did not have a spring practice a year ago as a result of the COVID pandemic. For you as a staff, this being your first spring practice at Auburn, and Auburn wasn't the only school that didn't get spring practice a year ago. But with that in mind, just the importance of this spring practice as you move forward now at this point?
I think the 15 practices in spring are maybe the most valuable practices you get, all right, in an entire year. It sets the stage for your whole entire summer, because in the summertime, that's where the greatest development comes, in my opinion, with a particular player, their strength and speed, their football intelligence, all the things that they're preparing themselves to go out there and execute during the season happens in the summer. All right, you fine tune that in a fall camp, but where does that come from? It comes from all the things that happen in spring to set the new goals and vision for what they have to do going into the season. And to not practice, that's a difficult thing to go through. We went through it at Boise. We got three in, and then we didn't have any after. All right. And that was a challenge. And you could tell how it affected our football team in the summer and fall camp of the season that we played. So this is vital that we get these practices in. It's important that we get a chance, especially being new, to see and maximize, you know, every single day and every rep on film that we can go back and show our players. And I also think, too, just being out there for 2 hours, being together, coaching, developing, going through the ups and downs, all right, as a team that you go through in spring, learning, growing, developing. Those are all going to be huge factors. And then taking that all that information at the end of it and then coming up with a new plan moving forward for each individual player that says, all right, here's where you need to go. All right, here's what you need to do. Here are the things that you're going to need to have done by this time in order to be in this position that you want to be in. All right, here's a process that goes with it, and here's how we're going to help. And not having those practices, it's very hard to put that plan in place until you have that actual visual and experience of being able to do that. And I think the one thing too, for the players, they've been lifting, running. I think it's a fun time. You know, there's really no deadline in spring like there is in a game. So you can adjust practices. You can do different things so you can be more flexible. And so I think that enjoyment of just truly playing and developing is something that I think every player really enjoys. So a lot of that and not having a spring, you know, this last season, I think everybody's looking forward to getting out there and just getting 11 on 11 and just playing some ball and just having some fun and just seeing where we are at the end of it, you know, and how much further we have to go and what the plan's going to look like after that.
Coach, how will you structure your spring practices?
So we'll go four times a week, but we'll go Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We'll have a day in between to really watch the film, to process, you know, what's happened. And then that Friday practice of the week, we'll have a turnaround that leads into Saturday. So now you do get kind of an in-season type feel where you have back-to-back days. So you have your days in between, you spread it out, all right? You recover, you refresh, and you go back to the next day and practice and get after it, recover again. Then you've got back-to-back days that give you that little bit of that feel and that grind for players and coaches to know, like, well, this is how the season really goes. We don't get days off in between practices. And so you get a little bit of a taste of spring, a little taste of what it's going to feel like in fall and fall camp and during the season. And then we'll go 2 weeks, have a scrimmage. So 7 practices, scrimmage. We'll take a week off, which would normally be a spring break for us. And we don't have that spring break. We have wellness days that we work around right now. And we'll take a week. We'll recover. Coaches will gather, you know, their thoughts and, all right, where are we at? Where do we go? And make that second half of spring the same format, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturdays, all right, and finish with A Day on the 17th. And during that time, in that last 2 weeks, it's really about, okay, we hopefully got our base in. All right, where are we at with that? Do we need to cover a few things? And now we start to have, you know, some of those wrinkles, some of those new things. And the best part about spring is it's a little bit of a test and tune time to work on some things, all right, and really see, do we like this? Is this a direction we want to go? Do we need to spend more time on just the fundamentals of the game? And so it allows you flexibility to say, all right, after that first 7 days, here's what we need to accomplish the next 2 weeks and make sure that we do, and let's hit these marks. And when we do, that's what we leave spring ball with, is this base and foundation of where we go in the upcoming weeks in the summer and then fall camp.
Coach, if you would, just talk a little bit about the offensive line at this point. That was certainly an area that of concern coming out of last season, just the importance of this spring practice with regard to development on the offensive front.
Well, I would say O-line and D-line, you know, those two groups, and, you know, they're your biggest players, all right? They're the group that has the most on the field at one time, all right, from one unit. And you know, they got to work well together. And it's the most physical two groups, all right, on the field. You know, they're constantly, DBs and wide receivers can run routes and cover, and maybe there's no action that actually happens in that practice or that particular play. O-line and D-line, there's always action, all right? There's always action. They're always going. They've always got to be on their game, all right? So it's the most physically and mentally demanding of the positions, all right, on the football field. And, you know, the key is that chemistry. The key is the communication. The key is a lot of the techniques they have to learn in order to be successful, all right, on the offense and defensive line. And our O-line in particular, you know, new system, new communication process. There's going to be, you know, quite a bit on the O-line as far as, you know, what they have to do. And so every one of those reps, whether they're in or not, if you're in taking the rep, you're locked in. If you're not in taking the rep, you're still locked in, right? We got to maximize every single rep, especially on the offensive line. So our communication, our technique, the way we're going to do things or the adjustments that we make, you know, we just don't miss very many reps mentally or physically when we're on the field, because we, you know, we want to see where we're at, but we got to really develop that. I think physically right now, I've seen a lot of gains in the offensive line. I've seen a lot of gains in the defensive line. Coach Pippen's done a great job of getting them stronger right now. I think they're moving better at this point. And, you know, we're not where we need to be going in the spring. Our guys know that, but we didn't plan to be there at this point. We plan to be at this position we're in now, work through it in the spring, go back, and then continue our development and keep working our way up until we hit fall camp, where we can be peaking after those 25 practices so that week of prep for our first game, we're ready to play.
Coach, when you put this staff together, was there a conscious effort to be looking for guys that had time as head coaches, or was that something, because both of your coordinators have been head coaches, was that something that just happened during the process?
It really just happened during the process. I mean, that was a bonus.
Yeah.
I really, you know, I knew Coach Bobo back from 2011 when I was at Texas. Derek Mason and I were together on a couple trips. And so it just happened that I think Coach Bobo and I share a lot of similar philosophies in our quarterback development plan and on the offensive side. And then Coach Mason was a guy that I'd followed when he was at Stanford. I followed him at Vanderbilt as well, but when he was the coordinator, it was very apparent the defense that Stanford had and why they were so good came from him. And he was a big part of that. So I think it happened that way. Now that is also, you know, I think a bonus that they've had head coach experience. I know they've been beneficial for me and things they've been through. Sometimes, you know, when you've been in that position, there's just some conversations and things that they've been through that we can sit down and go, oh yeah, I remember that. Oh yeah, this is how we handled it. So good and bad, but that's part of it. So it's good to have those two guys to bounce some ideas off for myself. And also, you know, if there's some things that we're doing and I've got questions on, you know, I can go to either one of them and say, well, how'd you guys do it? You know, how'd you come up with this answer? What were some of the pitfalls that you had to go through to get this done? And they've been really healthy conversations. And they both know that they're very important as far as not only our O&D development, but myself and our team, because they bring that experience. And those two guys, you know, they've led staffs before, so they're leading the O&D. They're developing their coaches. They're developing their strategies and systems. And, you know, they understand the process of how to do that. And both those guys have shown to be very good teachers and also very good leaders. And so I feel like each side of the ball is in really good hands moving forward.
Last question for you, Coach. Just give us an update on your family getting settled into Auburn.
Well, I appreciate you asking. They're doing great. Yeah, my wife and my younger daughter are both here. My oldest is still back in Boise. She's married. Haven't convinced her husband yet to move to Auburn, Alabama. We're working on that. My son is here as well. He's in the junior high. He'll be attending Auburn High School. You know, he's been working. He's in class now. So he's getting back into kind of the groove of school. My younger daughter will enroll in the fall at Auburn, and my wife's been doing great. She always does. She's always on top of everything, and she's getting the rest of our family situated. Our home situation's getting worked out, and we'll be into that hopefully here sooner than later. The number one thing, that they're enjoying being here, right? They enjoy being here. They enjoy being around the facility. They enjoy getting to know the other family members of our coaches. And, you know, there's just going to be a point here soon where we all get a chance to be together. We all get a chance to just go have a cookout and just hang out and really spend time with each other. And I think that's the beauty of what we do, is it's challenging, hard, and fun at the same time. And, you know, we get a chance to have that same camaraderie and togetherness like our team. And, you know, that's the fun part about putting together a new staff and having the right people on it.
if it weren't for a COVID year, you would be out and you would be speaking to the Auburn family. So just a final thought for the Auburn family as you get ready for this spring practice, what would it be, Coach?
Well, I think, you know, what you and I talked about, you know, I want people to know what we're trying to establish, our culture, the recruiting part of things, and the development of our team. That's number one. And, you know, we have a goal for our team, and our goal is we want to win. You know, we do value winning. All right. We value how we treat people. We value doing things the right way. We value the academic success of each one of our student athletes. And that doesn't just happen because we value it. That happens because we have the support of people to keep emphasizing that with the people that are in our program, the student athletes in our program, the coaches, and that support really helps to make those things possible. And so all that's been very good. And what I'd want our Auburn family to know is continue to support our players, our coaches, all right, continue to be positive towards our program and what we're establishing and doing. Get excited about the season coming up. Be ready for that. We all hope that Jordan Hare is full capacity and we can get that experience, all right, with our fan base. We can have Tiger Walk. We can do all the things that make Auburn football so special. And, you know, I feel like the excitement and that momentum, of, you know, really from our fans and the people that support our program and are a part of Auburn football and Auburn University, all that momentum makes a difference. It creates the culture. It creates the recruiting success. It creates the development of our team because we have that momentum and we have that energy and excitement behind what we're doing. And we can't do that alone, so we need everybody to be a part of that. And the better we can do that together, the better we can do the things we need to be successful and to get out there and put a football team on the field we're all proud of, we're all excited to cheer for, and one that has an opportunity to go out there and play and win championships.
Coach, thank you for the visit. We certainly appreciate it. Cannot wait for this spring practice, for this season to come. We certainly look forward to working with you in the days to come. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
On the next Talking Tigers podcast, he's the man who's led Auburn Athletics medically through the COVID pandemic. Dr. Michael Goodlett has been at the forefront of battling COVID-19, not only on the Auburn campus, but the Southeastern Conference as well. Now, a year into the pandemic, Doc Goodlett talks about the battle and what he and his team have learned. Dr. Michael Goodlett is next. For Brian Harsin of the Talking Tigers podcast, presented by Wickles Pickles, I'm Andy Burcham. Be strong and be courageous. War Eagle.